the end of last year, about 350,000 grade 12 students in South Africa passed their final exams. While some celebrated, others pondered their next move. In reality, a very small group of those who had passed had achieved grades good enough to qualify for university admission. And of this reduced pool, very few can afford to pay for their tertiary education. Nadia Sami explored the issue with some of Johannesburg's youth. While South African education officials celebrate last year's 70.2% grade 12 pass rate, the party's over for many of those secondary school graduates who are now scratching their heads, unsure of what to do next. Just about 24% of the graduates have the grades necessary to apply to universities. And while some have since started their tertiary education careers, what has happened to the rest? Many say they simply cannot afford to study further or their grades won't allow it. Despite the obstacles, talking to young people like 18-year-old Samuel Jacobs, it's clear that education is greatly valued and is seen as a down payment on a successful future.
A tertiary education basically sets up your future. Because if you don't have a tertiary education, you're probably going to be like a blue-collared worker and be earning a little money, and then life is going to be so much more difficult for you.
Linyaro Sello graduated from grade 12, or matriculated, as it's called here, when she was 16 years old. She says there are many reasons why young people feel they've hit a brick wall once they leave the high school safety net.
You don't get guidance. You know, you don't get guidance as to what you want to do, what makes sense, what you are suited for. So, for instance, I remember when I was in matric, everybody in my class seemed to go and do office technology. So I thought I'm going to do office technology. I get home and my grandfather's very big on education. He goes, so you want to be a secretary? I was like, oh, so that's what it means. See what I mean?
Sello believes there's a lack of preparation at school level, which becomes apparent once students enter university.
No one actually prepares you for the work that happens at varsity. Just the academic work itself, it is very different. Nobody cares if you're going to do assignments. Nobody cares if you're going to write exams and whatever. And I feel like there's a gap missing. You need to be prepared. You need to know what you're going into, you know. If I don't go to school in high school, my parents will be called. Adversity, no one cares. And then we wonder why there's such a drop in graduates.
The major obstacle standing between young South Africans and a university education is a lack of funds. Patsello, who is the recipient of a state student loan, says many prospective students are simply unaware of the funding opportunities that exist in the country.
First of all, finance. Because it is there, people don't know about it. Especially in townships, they pass, they don't know that there's a student loan. Two, universities are made out to be for the intelligent ones, you know. So most of the people are not ambitious enough to even apply for universities. They end up going to dodgy colleges because nobody has told them about universities. Nobody has told them what is required of it.
Jacobs agrees that among his friends, university education is perceived to be too expensive and out of their reach, and a host of other social issues also come into play.
Firstly, government can start making the prices more accessible because it is quite expensive to join a university. And number two, to make the transport services more accessible.
In his State of the Nation address on the 9th of February, South African President Jacob Zuma announced that two more universities will be built, acknowledging another problem, that the country's universities are running at full capacity and there's simply no space left to admit more students this year. Nadia Sami for VOA News, Johannesburg.
A tertiary education basically sets up your future, because if you don't have a tertiary education, you're probably going to be like a blue-collared worker and be earning a little money, and then life is going to be so much more difficult for you.
You don't get guidance, you know, you don't get guidance as to what you want to do, what makes sense, what you are suited for. So, for instance, I remember when I was in matric, everybody in my class seemed to go and do office technology. So I thought, I'm going to do office technology. I get home and my grandfather is like, my grandfather's very big on education. He goes, so you want to be a secretary? I was like, oh, so that's what it means. See what I mean? No one actually prepares you for the work that happens at varsity. Just the academic work itself, it is very different. Nobody cares if you're going to do assignments. Nobody cares if you're going to write exams and whatever. And I feel like there's a gap missing. You need to be prepared. You need to know what you're going into, you know. If I don't go to school in high school, my parents will be called. At varsity, no one cares. And then we wonder why there's such a drop in graduates. First of all, finance. Because it is there, people don't know about it. Especially in townships, they pass, they don't know that there's a student loan. Two, universities are made out to be for the intelligent ones, you know. So most of the people are not ambitious enough to even apply for universities. They end up going to dodgy colleges because nobody has told them about universities. Nobody has told them what is required of it.
Firstly, government can start making the prices more accessible because it is quite expensive to join a university. And number two, to make the transport services more accessible.